Good morning. We are talking with State Senator Howard Markline, checking in this month. I know there's lots of things going on in the area, the Grant County Fair coming up, the Crawford County Fair, kind of that end of summer fair season.
It is, which is good. I've been to, I think, three or four county fairs so far, and obviously we'll be at Grant County and Crawford County Fairs coming up here. So they're always great activities. I love chatting with the young people, the exhibitors, and their parents and grandparents and stuff. And I'll likely be buying something at one or both of those fairs. It's one of the issues of being in elected office. You kind of like to support the kids as much as possible. So, but hopefully we have good weather. I mean, that's those fairs and the attendance is all. Not all, but it's largely dependent upon good weather.
It really is.
You know, I mean, if it's raining like we had, you know, last week, it's not good.
It doesn't end well. Or if it's blazing hot, it doesn't end well either.
Right, exactly. For people and for the animals,
exactly.
too. You know, I mean, those barns are, they have fans blowing and stuff, but those animals get pretty hot too.
Yes. I know we've talked a lot about the state budget, you being on, you know, the chair of the Joint Finance Committee. Of course, that budget passed and it's now, you know, I guess being dispersed. Mm-hmm. And you said you had had some conversations and getting feedback on that budget.
Yeah. So, you know, I've had a chance to meet with a number of my local hospitals, and the feedback from the hospitals, they are very, very, very happy with the money that was appropriated for the hospitals. And those hospitals are pretty important, you know, to our local communities. You know, we don't need them every day, but when we need them, you know, we want them to be there for us. So, and then I spoke, since I talked to you last time, I spoke to the statewide long-term care facilities group. These are the nursing homes, assisted care facilities, assisted living facilities. And, you know, and again, they are very, very happy with the money that we were able to appropriate in the last state budget. So again, from the healthcare standpoint, the feedback I get, you know, from our hospitals and nursing homes and assisted living is very, very positive, and which is wonderful. And I think, you know, if you contrast that, there's some uncertainty in the federal government, maybe with some of those facilities, but at least at the state level, they've got certainty here over the next 2 years in terms of the money they're going to be receiving.
We are talking with State Senator Howard Markline. We are a week delayed in, you know, doing kind of our monthly recap of things that are going on because you were in Boston last week.
Yeah. So there's a national NCSL, National Conference of State Legislatures. So this is a bipartisan meeting. There's Republicans, Democrats from all over the country. Every state in the country was represented there, and they had a lot of good sessions talking about all kinds of stuff. And I was selected to be on a tax task force on state and local taxes. So that was, we had a whole day of meetings with people in similar roles as me from around the country. But one of the things that I wanted to mention was we had a presentation talking about the shootings. What started with the shootings up in Minnesota with mm-hmm. the legislature, the speaker, and the senator that was shot spoke to our group remotely, virtually. But anyway, and then the whole conversation talked about, and Gabby Giffords spoke at our mm-hmm. at our conference, and she was, of course, was shot, you know, several years ago in Arizona. And they talked about all these violent acts against elected officials. And the question was raised, what has gotten us to this point where we can't disagree with somebody respectfully, you know, just turn to violence? And one of the observations that somebody made, and I thought it was kind of interesting, how we have become, in some sectors in a way, we become isolated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People, we work at home, you know, remotely. We order our food now, get it delivered to our houses. We don't even go to restaurants anymore or grocery stores.
There aren't third spaces.
Yes, there aren't, you know, and I guess in the old days, and I think out here in rural Wisconsin, we still tend to be you know, interact with people. We, you know, I don't mind going to the grocery store. It's kind of good to see people and that sort of thing. Also, like attendance at churches is down. Attendance or participation in civic groups, the Lions clubs, and some of those is down and stuff. And anyway, so you know, if you're isolating, you're on your computer, you're on your devices, and you're getting fed probably stuff that reinforces your political opinions and not in a healthy way at all. So anyway, I thought it was interesting to observation that was made. And I just think it's more important that, you know, we get back to the old days where we can disagree on issues but have a respectful conversation. It's not personal, you know. Because somebody's opinion is different than mine doesn't make them a bad person. So anyway, but it was interesting, solemn in some respects, presentation, but I thought it was kind of interesting presentation, and I'm glad I was able to sit through that.
We're talking with State Senator Howard Markline, gearing up for kind of the end of the summer, lots of fairs and festivals, and I know, you know, you are a busy guy, so we'll let you get out of here, and we'll talk with you next month.
All righty. Thanks, Lori.